This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are listening to the Receipts Podcast, a dating podcast with evidence. I'm your host, Jenny Gorlick, and I'm joined, as always, with my incredible, love him to death producer.
Wow, that was a big one this time. It was. I'm always like anticipating, like, okay, what are the adjectives going to be? And that one really blew it out of the park.
Thank you. I'm just trying to express my love for you.
Oh my God, thank you.
Introduction form.
Wow. Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you. And we're getting closer.
For anyone who's watching the video, either live on Twitch or on YouTube, we release all of the full videos on YouTube so you can watch them all before some of the episodes are released, even if you're feeling fun and flirty. Our faces are closer. We are doing it Kelly Clarkson style.
Kelly Clarkson, yes. Yeah, that is the standard that we're trying to fit. She is the standard of all news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is my hero and an icon and someone that I would like to, she brings so much joy.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the day when she does something problematic. I don't think she's done anything problematic yet, has she?
Don't wish that on her.
You're jinxing her.
No.
She will.
Kelly might never fail us.
You don't really? You think so? She does sometimes like speak in a certain pattern that is like, I don't know, that it's you're replicating another, you're a marginalized group's way of speaking.
Oh, okay.
And I think she has
so you, flash she's for that. Like she's appropriating Black culture, we're saying.
Yes, we are officially saying that.
We're officially saying that for the record. As two white people, we're saying that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not great. No. Kel.
But how are you doing?
I love her. I believe in her. I'm good. I'm good. I have receipts, sort of. Okay. I have my first Republican troll on hot merch for Biden. So we've officially made it.
Oh my God.
We got a Republican troll. I filed with the FEC to be a PAC yesterday. Yeah. So I'm officially a PAC, which is very exciting because often people are like, PACs are bad and we're scared of them and they're big and they're scary.
Yeah.
But ultimately, sometimes a PAC is just looks like me. Sometimes a PAC can look like me. You can just be a tiny little Jewish girl in Brooklyn. And she's a PAC.
Anything. Yeah.
And I think technically I'm not a super PAC, but I would like to say I consider myself super.
Oh my God. I think, yes, absolutely. I will sign off on that.
But I think actually I don't meet the definition of a super PAC, but I personally feel like a super PAC. So
separately. Yeah.
Separately. Super and a PAC. Okay, so this is my receipt. We've got I went on her Instagram. She has 424 followers. She's absolutely a hot girl. We do have some butt photos and like, you know, mirror selfies. And I think she's young. It seems like maybe like early college, late high school.
The way that you're describing the account, it almost sounds like a fake profile so far.
I don't think she's a bot.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a bot because honestly, she's too creative in her messaging to be a bot.
Bots are getting creative, maybe though.
Bots are getting creative and good over time, but I don't think she's a bot. So she said, this is on our post that featured art by Doot Doodles, who's a very talented artist on Instagram. She made an artwork that's Cool Kids for Biden, and it's based off of a button, I think, that Ronald Reagan used. I think it's a Ronald Reagan button from back in the day, or it's a JFK button. It would actually probably be cooler if it's JFK. I don't remember, but inspired by a previous president.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
the very least inspired by a previous president, Cool Kids for Biden. It's very cute. Mm-hmm. So my troll commented, yeah, go! back to the basement, and then two sleepy faces.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Right. Yeah, we get it. Okay. So yeah, she's like, yeah, like Sleepy Joe, go back to the basement, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's, but ultimately we didn't say anything about going anywhere.
Wait, have people been saying is like, go to the basement, like the new, like drain the swamp or something? What does that mean?
Go to the basement. I don't know. I'm not sure what she means by go to the basement. Honestly, I have, like, as a kid, I had an amazing basement. I loved to hang out in my basement. We had leather couches and a big TV. So
go to that basement.
Go to that basement. I would love to. Sure. I would be happy to go back to that basement. Right. So then I said, as hot merch for Biden.
Yeah.
Not sure what that means. Her name, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Not sure what that means. Then she said, doesn't surprise me, clown face. So then, okay.
Over. Wait, why you continue to engage with this?
Not for much longer, Andrew. Not for much longer. Okay. I just wanted to make sure she's trolling me. But yes, I agree. Don't engage with trolls.
Yeah.
So then I said, nope, it's because we don't understand undemocratic mean nonsense, heart. That's what I said. I don't understand being mean. Why are you being mean? She said, oh, you must only understand pedophilic and demented nonsense. Then I see. And I'm like, oh, good. Okay. So she's a conspiracy theorist. We got it.
Yes.
We've got it. And then I was like, okay, thanks, Matt. Thanks, her name. We don't allow for hate speech on our platform. If you continue, you will be blocked. Have a great day.
I wanted to know what the basement meant.
We're not gonna find out. We're just not going to find out what the basement meant, though.
Go to the basement.
God. I don't know the basement. Sometimes people have really cute little bars in their basement or a pool table. So maybe
I remember my basement, the light switch was and I feel like this is like very basement-esque. A lot of basements have this, where they had the light switch at the bottom of the stairs, and then you needed to run up the stairs before the monsters got you.
Right, because you were like, the ghosts are going to absolutely get me if I do not run up in time.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't have ghosts in my basement. I had monsters, yeah.
Oh, I was pretty sure I had ghosts.
Okay.
But you know, New Jersey, it's haunted overall. It's
haunted, yeah. You start with the ghosts, and then as you go more south, it's monsters.
Right. Okay. Yeah. North Jersey to South.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So ultimately, I don't want to be with the monsters in the basement. And I hope that's not what she's wishing on us. But
I hope there's like that leather couch in the bar that you speak of.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I don't know. Ultimately, we don't know what she wants for us. She will be blocked if she keeps bringing up conspiracy theories on my page.
Wow.
But don't we love it? Just sometimes it just reminds you, though, that the teens are not always our future. You know, I hope the teens are our future, but sometimes the teens are not our future.
I mean, not the future that you would particularly want, but that she will be existing in the future, I would imagine. You know, she will exist in the future. But I don't think, I'm almost positive that she's a bot. I'm not completely sold that she's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
My vote is she's not a bot. And listeners, you'll have to tell us.
Oh, do you have the pictures still?
Of
on her profile? You still have it? Okay.
I'm not going to share in case, I'll show you later, but in case she's a real person, I'm not trying to like.
No. Yeah. Just show me later. I want to know. I want to do the bot test.
Okay. You'll do a bot check. How are you? What's up with you?
I'm doing well. I do have a receipt from 2016. I've been doing this thing where I'm like deleting a month's worth of pictures. Like, we're just like going through each month and deleting pictures from that month. So I got it to October 2016.
Wow, spring cleaning.
Yeah. Or no, I think it was actually October 2015. Okay. And I recall it was on Grindr. Someone was like, come meet me at this hotel. I'm from Boston. They were very, very hot. And they were like, come to my hotel. And I was just like a sophomore in college. And I was like, okay, yes, I'm going to do things with other people's genitalia for once. And so it was raining much like today and raining very hard. I was very excited to engage with this person sexually. And then I remember I got to the hotel, messaged him that I was in the hotel room and not the hotel room, in the hotel lobby. And then he promptly blocked me. And I, to this day, I'm not sure if he saw me in the lobby and was like underwhelmed, which makes sense.
Rude. No.
Or if he was just honestly just like fucking with people, seeing like if they would come to the hotel to, you know, it was very upsetting. I remember that was a very upsetting day for me.
Yeah, of course. That's a devastating day. You made it to, you were supposed to have a hotel moment. Where you were going to have, you were going to get to see some genitalia for once.
So then I remember I recalled his Instagram, because I remember looking at his Instagram before and I was like, I remember what his Instagram was called that day. And so I, like a absolutely beyond person, I comment on his most recent Instagram and I said, why did you do that? That was so mean. And he responded, this was the receipt. He said, okay. I don't even know you. Don't flatter yourself. And just like going through that and seeing that again today, because I took the screenshot of and I deleted it because I don't, it doesn't serve me, obviously.
Yeah, are you okay? I feel like that's mentally taxing and emotional. No. Like, are you doing okay today?
No, because actually that was like a good thing. It was a very good thing. I didn't want to bring in something very negative and then go into this very fun interview. But no, because like, honestly, like to look back and be like, okay, like I really dodged a bullet by even meeting with this awful person. Yeah.
You ultimately did not need to, you did not need to engage with that dick.
Yeah.
Like in terms of his physical dick and also his personality.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah.
Wow. No, that's, you really did dodge a bullet. So
I did.
I'm happy for you.
It was actually like, it was nice to see that today and be like, wow, that was a very upsetting thing. But like, I would do something like that. So that's crazy. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder, my thought is like, maybe he was reaching out to multiple people. Like multiple people, and then someone accepted the offer earlier. Like early bird catches the dick.
Maybe it was like a race to see like who was the apartment in the hotel.
It might have been a
multiple
race.
Offer. Yeah. Oh my God, I just took too long and I missed out.
No. Yeah, that's my thought. My thought is like, oh, I wonder. He probably made that offer to multiple people just because. If he had a hotel room, he didn't want to waste it, probably.
Oh,
so it was
just
like whoever can make it first wins. Right.
Yeah. But I was 20 at the time and he I think was like 21 or 22. Yeah, just crazy little hijinks that go on that app.
Ah, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Trying your shenanigans. Here they are again.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
Speaking of shenanigans.
And maybe even Grindr shenanigans, who knows?
And yeah, maybe even Grindr shenanigans and definitely hijinks. I'm so excited about our delight of a guest. He is a dream come true. He's so funny and hosts House Party, which is one of the best goddamn shows around. So everyone, please get really excited for Drew Lausch. Hi.
Hey, hi.
How are you?
So good. That Grindr story really, I mean, it brings back like so many memories. Like, I feel like that is like a quintessential part of gay culture, is like showing up somewhere and then getting blocked. Like, and
That has happened to you, yes or no?
Yeah, in college. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like zero closure. Yeah.
Well, it's just like so confusing. It's like, why did you invite me over? Like, like we obviously can take it. Like, we've all been bullied. Like, you can just say you don't want to.
Good.
I mean, living the dream. It's raining. I texted you a little bit earlier about a lot of existential dread. So, I mean, I just think it's like really, it's been a hilarious time, this COVID-19 crisis/pandemic.
Right? Isn't she funny, the pandemic?
Yeah, but it gave me the courage to dye my hair pink, which like, thank God is good. You know?
It looks amazing. I actually love it. You're really having your Justin Bieber moment right now.
Yeah, I'm really trying to own it. My single drops tomorrow.
You're saying that you're trying to own it, but then you're wearing a hat on top of it that covers most of it.
I know, but I thought, okay, also, I don't know. I have like a blue shirt and I don't know. Like,
I was wondering what that was.
Like it's just like a turquoise sweatshirt and I really like, I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That is very silly. Is that House Party, the logo?
Yes. Like, I don't know if I had like a... like a poster on before. Like, I truly don't know, but I was a little scared. I'm also not going to use it to distract, but like, I really wanted
you, to. You did this on purpose to promote. We all.
Oh, you're promoting.
I know. I'm like, merch.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it. I love some technical pizzazz set dressing.
Right.
In an audio format, because ultimately this is mostly audio.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I suppose everyone's gonna be like, we're just hearing the voice. And you're correct. I should probably not wear the hat to own the hair. But it says hook up, which I thought was kind of like
oh yeah.
Prop comedy.
Again, prop comedy in a mostly audio format. We love.
No. I just keep digging deeper.
You're gonna we're be really doing like hand mimes and stuff. Yeah.
Right, I know. I'm like, wait. And I'm like, I brought my dance shoes. We're like, seriously, we just need you to read like a sentence. We're like, no.
I do love when you tap dance.
Thank you. My step grandma says the same. So I mean, I'm happy that we've got two fans in you and my step grandma. So
I have a lot in common with step grandmas in general because they come in late in the game. They're super fun. They're like, my husband's dead. Fuck that guy, my previous husband, and I'm ready to mingle. That's me. That's the kind of attitude I go into most things in life. I'm like, fuck it. Everybody's dead to me.
Ultimately, yeah.
I'm still living.
That seems foolproof.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
So, Drew, where have you been for the pandemic? Where are you now?
Yeah, so I just got back to New York like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I was in Minnesota, so like an hour from Fargo, North Dakota, where I'm originally from. And which was actually great, and it was like my like family has like a lake house there, so I basically spent summer there, which actually was like very lovely. I mean, I'm very
That's
lucky.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Were you doing like lake stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I like finally like really was like driving the boat a lot, which was cool.
Ooh.
I
felt
like super butch, just like.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was fun though, and it, like a lot of friends. We're obviously back in North Dakota with their families. So, I mean, obviously, like, socially distant and stuff. But it was nice that I wasn't, like, completely isolated. Like, it was like, oh, no, we sort of have nature to, like, venture off.
That sounds delightful. And yeah. I don't think about Minnesota very often.
No, like, why? But it's there. And
And there's a lake, apparently. I didn't know that.
It's snowing today there, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I was FaceTiming my friend in Minnesota this morning, and it's
you
snowing.
You have a friend in Minnesota who you were talking to today?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable to me.
Yeah, this is, wait, why? Because, like, you never think of Minnesota, and then me and Drew come in and we're Minnesota heavy? Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, what's your friend's name? Like, I probably have.
Allison Dodd. She lives like right outside. She tells me like all the time where she is in Minnesota. I've never actually visited her in Minnesota. We met at a pre-college program and we've just been like best friends like over the phone. So,
You got to. I mean, it is known as the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah. Well, she was actually talking about the mall today and that really sold me.
Mall of America, baby.
I was looking at pictures. I didn't realize that they had that many like roller coasters inside of the mall. Insane. Like
a full theme park.
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah. The SpongeBob.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Minnesota's lit. I really should be thinking about Minnesota more.
God.
they always like vote blue too, which is very cool. Really? It, like, yeah, it's very Midwest, but recently it's like gone very blue, which is like kind of fab, I think.
That's really fab.
Yeah.
I'm all for Minnesota. Bury me in Minnesota.
We just changed your mind.
You really did. I learned so much already in the first 20 minutes of this podcast.
That's so good.
And that's what Receipts is all about, learning about Minnesota, right?
It really is. About our beautiful country. Our beautiful country that is going blue this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm willing it into being.
Mm-hmm. No. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So you're back in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, again, I've only been here for like 3 weeks, but I feel like, well, and before like the lockdown really happened, I was, Zach and I were in Los Angeles, like having this like great week. We were like doing, oh my God, like this is so fun. Like we're whatever. And then I was like, and then right after that week, I flew to Denver to see my parents and see a girlfriend who was like in a touring show there. And then, cool. Yeah, it was great. Well, and she was like going to stay with my parents. So it was this like super fun thing. And so then I like landed and then like saw her show. And then it locked down. And then I was in Denver and I was planning on staying for like a weekend to see my friend's show and then go back. Cause obviously like whatever. And then like all my friends in New York were like, actually, maybe you should come back. And I was like, ha 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 ha. Okay. And then like literally I was in Denver for like 4 months of the first part of quarantine. And then I drove to Minnesota. But I mean, it was wow. Like, I don't. Yeah.
So
I mean,
wild.
Yeah. Denver, but weeds live in Colorado. So that's nice.
What Colorado, do we consider that mid or do we consider that north? I'm learning about geography literally in this moment.
In this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. In this episode.
it's, I would say it's like Midwest to Southwest, south. If I'm being honest. Yeah. Well, because it's right above, oh, fuck. Texas? It's like over there, but it gets like hot. Like okay. It's definitely not like right next to Minnesota, but it's like a 12-hour drive. So it's not like crazy.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our third grade teachers are listening and they're horrified right now. They're like,
I know. They're like those idiots. And I'm like, but we're having such a good time. Isn't that all?
Well, yeah. Exactly. But we're happy, sort of.
Yeah. We're living, laughing, and finding ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. So that sounds like a delightful way to spend most of the pandemic. Finally made it back. And yeah. What is going on in your love life? How is it?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like not a lot. I feel like at the beginning of like in the beginning of quarantine, it was like everybody's having Zoom happy hours and everybody's like playing games online. And I went on like a few like Hinge online dates were like, yeah. Which, I mean, weren't great. I mean, they were all lovely, but it was, you know, it was like, sometimes it was like, oh, your picture doesn't really look like this. Or it was like, oh, right. Like we are like lonely and on these dating apps and we have nothing in common. And we're just like clinging to anything that provides a little bit of purpose. But I don't know, like I mean, it's interesting during quarantine, like being on Grindr and like sending like recent COVID test results, like like an added element to like, you know, I mean, it's like, obviously you're always, and like Andrew, I mean, I'm sure you can attest, like, you know, are you like STD free? Like when was the last time you were talking all these questions? And like, now it's like when was your last COVID test? And like, what has your exposure been?
Right. Which,
yeah.
Yeah, I was joking. I know someone who's been dating a lot in quarantine and I worry about him. And it's just like, you should be doing contact tracing of all the people that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. Like just put a sign-in sheet in your apartment for all the women who come over and have them give you their address and their name. And just leave it like a guest book. I know that's horrible, but I'm just like, you gotta keep track right now.
Yeah, if you're gonna do it, you should like, I mean, you should try to do it as best as possible. But I mean, it's also so weird because it's like people are human and they're horny. I mean, I don't want to like shame anybody per se, but it's just like, how do you navigate these like, these
by masturbating? Do you just masturbate right. By yourself? No?
Andrew, you're so right.
That's like been like the main thing for me, like always, but like even especially now, it's just like, okay, you just gotta, I'm not putting my life at risk for this right now. And it's right. Not gonna be good. You know, it's not gonna be as good as just doing it by yourself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Like every Grindr hookup you've ever had, like, I don't know if anybody can say like, yes, it was 100% worth it. Like you might get to like an 85% or a 60% or whatever, but like, yeah. It's like, I don't know. Like, is it worth letting this stranger play with your?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, but what about skin to skin contact and being held? You can't do that for yourself. That's my, I mean, I wouldn't choose death. Not choosing death for that, but I am saying
no, you're right. And
sometimes,
that I could really be held.
Sometimes I could just be held. You know,
yeah.
People, we're human and we're horny, and I'm embroidering it on a throw pillow. Drew said it. It's my new tramp stamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, I could, I guess I could use a cuddle. So okay. I'm after this is over, I'll have like a good cry and then like continue on. I'll be like, God, what is that?
I think it's so funny that at the beginning of quarantine, when we had Zach on, Zach was talking about like having very successful like Hinge video dates. And then you're saying
successfully dating one of those.
Yeah, because I remember. I remember like him saying that and like being like feeling completely discouraged by it because I was like, how the hell are you having these like video dates that are going well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and the thing is his boyfriend Michael's like actually like, I mean, I'd met him like over like video chat, but I hadn't met him until like I got back to the city and he's actually like so lovely. And obviously yeah. like there is a percentage.
He's an angel.
Yeah, just like the loveliest. And there is a percentage of people that can like do online dates and it just like works out. It's just not us.
We're like, that's not us. Who? I don't know how that happened.
What did you do on your virtual dates? Was there like a just drink? Was there any activity or anything?
No, I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, also like, I mean, I wasn't there. I feel like there was like one date that I took seriously and one that I was like, I very much just want to have like video sex or like what, like I just kind of want to like do this.
Yeah.
They didn't. The thing is the one guy that we just like drank and chatted. I mean, we learned a lot about each other. It was just like, it was both like, it's nice to chat with someone, but we would never fuck. Like we would never there wasn't that connection. And then the other one, you know, I mean, no, just no, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, I imagine that it would be tough to have video sex with a stranger.
It's tough to have video sex with someone that's like trying to call you good boy, seriously, is what I was gonna say. It's
oh,
just,
I've only revealed this to maybe one person, but I absolutely love being called good girl.
Great.
Good therapy.
If someone therapy, I think that's a very intimate detail that is just true about me. But I think if someone were very seriously attempting to do that, I would be like hot. Because I'm like, I am a good girl.
The validation.
I need that validation. I am. Thank you.
Wait. Yeah. Drew, is it older men or? Is it men the same age as you or a similar bracket or?
In this particular case, it was a guy that actually is like a year younger than me.
See, that I hate that. I've had that before where it's like, who do you think you're talking to? Right?
I called Mr.
Yeah, we're the same fucking age.
But like, what if someone, like you were having sex with someone and they were like, who's my mister?
I hate that.
I would not like that. No, thank you.
I don't mind. I don't know. Like, the good boy thing, I don't necessarily have an issue with it if it seems organic.
Yeah.
But when it has felt like, I mean, like, sometimes, and it's not the first time I've been called good boy.
Wow.
You're a good boy, though.
Yeah, I've never been called the best boy. But I mean, sometimes it does feel like, I don't know. Sometimes it's like, oh yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, I am your good boy. But then other times it's like that wasn't, you didn't really want to say that.
Yeah, like, no, this is forced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, it's like with something like that, it's like you've said that to so many men before, where it's just like you're just like doing the motions at this point, and it just like does not feel personal. Yeah, hate that.
It's scripted, exactly. It's like,
yeah,
good boy. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, and then it just like goes on. It's like, what bad porno did you see that you thought like that poor bottom was having any pleasure?
Exactly. Yeah, not for me. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm glad we all know we have different takes on this.
You have the wrong taste, Jenny.
Okay, fine. I will keep them all for myself then. More good girls for me.
Okay.
I get more stickers, whatever.
Gold star, yeah.
It's like a good gold star. Thank you. Yes, I have a gold star addiction, obviously. Okay, but
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Drew, you were doing the online dating thing, and now you haven't really been, like, are you looking for love? What's going on?
Always looking for love. Always. Anybody listening, I'm always looking for love. But, no, I mean, I'm on the apps. Like, I was on Grindr, and I actually had, like, an outdoor park comedy show with Stand Up New York, which was, like, great that they're doing that, obviously. But I, like, was chatting with this guy on Grindr, and he was like, hey, like, what are your plans tonight? And I was like, oh, well, I have this show in the park, but I'll be in the park if you wanted to, like, you know, like, bring a bottle of wine and, like, sit on blankets and hang, like, whatever. And he was like, totally, yeah. And he was like, what's your show? And I was like, you know, it's, like, a stand-up show, which, like, obviously that is such a great thing to say on dating apps. Like, yeah, like, I'm a comedian. Like, it's like,
yeah. Good boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, so I was like, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he was like, oh, I've actually, like, I've watched one of your clips online. And I was like, oh, great. Which also, I have, like, one clip online. It has, like, maybe 30 views. So I was like, okay.
He's like, 30 views. Okay.
Right. No, I'll take the 31st view. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to knock it. But then he was like, oh, like, I saw a clip, and I was like, oh, haha, like, what did you think? And then he was like, you're very vulgar. I was like, uh-huh. I was like, correct, yeah. And then I was like, so you liked, and then I jokingly was like, so you liked it? And then he was like, I just wonder if that's the real you. But then, which I was like, okay, like, I don't.
No, obviously it's not, though. That's your stage presence. You're doing jokes.
Right. Like, I was like, obviously I'm not like, again, in this set, it's like, I'm called myself like the risky hole. So, I mean, he was right to have like a few follow-ups, but like, of course not. But then he was like, okay, I'm going to come to the show. And it was to this day, one of the most awkward dates I've ever been on, because he like came to my like first outdoor park comedy show.
Yeah.
And like watched, and we like sat on a blanket. And then he was like, do you want to get dinner? And I was like, no. So yeah, my love life is really taking off. It's very exciting.
It's blossoming.
Yeah.
Right now. I think it's really hard to have people who don't know you come to a show as a date. I like when people ask you out after seeing you perform. I like that, flattering. I don't like the pressure of, oh, you're coming and we don't know each other yet.
Yeah, well, and just, like, this is, like, you really want to, like, watch, I don't know, and also because it was, like, my first park show, I was, like, this is just, like, really out of the blue, but, I mean, he came and was, like, you know, it was, like, lovely enough. I mean, like, he was, like, fine, but, I mean, we're all rowing and trying to find the love of our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, prior to pandemic, were things better?
Yeah, Yeah, when Zach and I were in LA, I was like getting dicked down, which was really nice. I was like, I mean, probably spreading COVID all over the place, but yeah. I mean, yeah, which is unfortunate. And you know, had I known,
multiple partners or one,
multiple, wow. Yeah, but it's fun. I mean, it's like fun to travel. Like, I was in New Orleans like the weekend prior to LA, and I also like fucked a few guys. I just really like to travel and have like sex with like a bunch of people, because it's like, it's very, like, I never really have to deal with this again.
So, yeah, you're like Emily in Paris, Drew.
That's exactly it. And Emily in Paris also went to New Orleans and Los Angeles and got dicked down. They just didn't show
up. That gay man, yeah.
That's before.
Yeah, it was good.
That's before she went to Paris.
yeah, that's, she had a manic break and then had to go to Paris.
That makes a lot of sense. I think it's fun to explore the people in different places, especially if you're just having a fun and flirty, sexy moment in your 20s. We're allowed that.
Yeah, definitely. And I dated someone for like a bit last summer into fall, sort of. It was like off and on, but it just ended super crazy. And after that, I was kind of like, I don't really need to like date someone right now. I need to like work on me, like Emily and Paris.
Yeah. So you brought some receipts. Are they from, who are they from?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. I mean, I honestly have I have like a decent amount, but so if you're like bored with one, just be like, Drew, next. But
I would absolutely never be bored, but I do love the next bus. So yeah, I'm happy to be, I'm happy to take a ride on the next bus.
Yeah. So the first one is from my very first secret boyfriend in Fargo, North Dakota.
Ooh.
So our relationship, we were both like theater gays that like secretly would call each other like fag and like gay behind each other's backs. Like as I think a way of like flirting, but like at the time it was like, we're just like rivals. Anyway, we ended up like dating. It was like the first love of my life, 3 weeks. And it was like, I was too afraid to come out because it was Fargo. And so then it like ended super dramatically, like blah, blah. I mean, it was just a lot of drama. Anyway, we kind of caught up here and there post that, like college, there was a moment, whatever. Anyway, I got this message like a few years ago, completely out of the blue from him. And this is what he said. Drew, my boy, I took several ZZ pill, which I do when I have to wake up well before my preferred hour and always gives me almost hallucinogenic, vivid dreams. Well, you featured heavily in a lot of it, and it was very romantic and sexy. You were such a lovely gentleman, and it's made me feel very warm about you today. Just thought I'd let you know. You look adorable as ever and seem to be having a lot of fun. Love.
Oh.
Yeah. So
he got high and had fantasies about you?
He robo-tripped and saw me, which weirdly is like one of the nicest things an ex has ever said to me.
That's beautiful.
That is really nice.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it is like interesting that I was like, I'm a little concerned that you're like taking a lot of ZZQL, like sort of sporadically, but I'm happy. I hope like I was good in your wet dream about me.
Yeah.
It sounds like you were. He said you were a gentleman.
Yeah.
And he's having warm thoughts about you.
Mm. He almost said good boy as well.
I know.
My boy.
Yeah, he said, my boy.
My boy.
I mean, yeah, so he could still be the one. And he, like, and I have connected posts. And sometimes it's been lovely and sometimes it's been dark.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense, though. I mean, he was there at a very, like, difficult period of time. And it sounds like.
Yeah. I think, like, growing up gay in, like a bumfuck town is just going to, like, you know, I mean, it's just going to mess with you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Here.
Wait, I'm confused about like, okay, calling each other fag and gay behind each other's back. What was that? Because I did not have that experience with like another, like a rival.
Right. Well, like I just feel like it was constant, like in groups of friends, like it would be like, you know, my ex would like call me, would be like, Drew's definitely gay. Like he's such a fag to like a group of people. Uh-huh. And then in retaliation, I would be like, no. Like,
oh God.
Like whatever. But looking back, that was like our weird way of flirting.
Right.
Yeah.
And it worked ultimately.
It worked because you ended up finding each other.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously by that message, we're just going to sip ZZ Quill into the sunset. I mean, I love to sleep and I like sex. So.
Did your friends know, like, were your friends like, you both are gay? Or were they like, no way?
Well, we were like that was more so happening like eighth and ninth grade. And then we got together like 10th grade. But okay. I mean, everybody knew I was gay. I mean, I was tap dancing. We were like doing theater. I mean, not to say that everybody that does theater is gay, obviously. But I mean, the signs were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I read another one?
Please. Please, I would love. I really love that. That one is delightful. I think it's really nice when an ex reaches out to you and it's so, that's very complimentary.
Yeah, well, and it was honestly like a nice, like, I feel like so many of us, like, I mean, a lot of us don't get closure in situations. That's just not realistic. But sometimes you get like a nice like check-in and it's a little like, oh, of course we're not like thinking about each other all the time, but I'm happy that like the memories that you have are the good ones and the ones that were probably like, yeah, it's lovely to see like an ex like, or it's just nice to be reminded that like it's okay. I don't know, that it's all okay and that there's like love there and not like, mm-hmm. oh, right. And not that exes like will hate you forever. It's not realistic. But I mean, sometimes it's a little bit dicey.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes there are relationships that are like, ooh, this will always leave a bad taste for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, truly. So what's the next one? You ready to read?
Okay. Well, so it kind of goes along with this last one. I mean, like, only because they sort of connected with me, like, weirdly. But I dated a guy, like, I guess, like, 2.5-3 years ago. And I mean, whatever. We had like a tumultuous sort of end to the breakup, blah, blah, blah. But post breakup, we had like a few moments where we would be like, hey, like, how are you? You know what I mean? Whatever, like the needy, like drunk thing. But he texted me once and just said, hey, Drew, I'd really love to chat soon. My sister came to visit me in the Berkshires and we did a bunch of blow in the bathroom. And it made me think of you. And that was like the message. And then it followed up with like, and how much fun we always used to have. But like after I got that, this was like 2 years after I'd gotten like the CZ Quill one. I was like, what? Like, what am I inspiring in these men that like, there is, again, like we were chatting about before, there is that like fantasy, like, oh, I want my ex to reach out and tell me how much they miss me and how much they love me and like how I was the best thing that ever happened. And like, and this, like, not to say that his message wasn't complimentary, but his like click memory was probably when he was like dumping a little thing of cocaine off on like a toilet seat and like doing it with his sister. And he was like, I miss Drew. Like, I just, and it's like, yeah, which I mean, again, it's like a similar ballpark as the last one, but I was like, but I just got both of them. And I was like, do I need to go to treatment?
Like, wait, did you ask these people, like, what was it that triggered it? Or I don't know, I'd just be curious to hear from them.
Well, totally. Well, so the first one I reached out and I just was like, hey, this was like a really lovely message to receive. I hope you're well. And he never messaged me again. The second one, we were still kind of in like a bit of a like rocky breakup phase.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, I'm like laughing about it now. Like a few days later, I was like, we met up to like go over things, and I was like, it didn't feel necessarily great that you're like reminded of me when you were with your sister. I mean, family values are important, obviously, and he shares, which is cool. But I mean, that was a little bit more like, I was like, that sort of sucked to hear just because I thought maybe the relationship was a little bit deeper than like this big party, but it wasn't. And that's also just like, you know, sometimes a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. It's just very interesting. The motif of it all in the memoir of this, you know, we would, in English class, we would be like, oh, I wonder what that symbolizes.
Yeah. And it could be that Drew has a drug problem. I'm not sure, but I mean, I think like we're rowing and growing regardless. I thought that these were like also hilarious. Now that we're chatting about it, I'm like, I think I need to call someone and have like a therapy session about these. But
I mean, I think, yeah, therapy always for everyone, but also I think they are hilarious. I think it is funny. It's like, this is what brings back the exes. Like, this is, of all the things, this is what gets the text.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. And again, also it's like when you're fucked up, of course you're going to reach out to of course, like, I feel like I have like four drinks and I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling needy. Like time to pull up the ex list and see who I want to like. Really dive into, but
yeah, let me peek through my Rolodex and see who's getting a call this time.
Yeah. Have y'all had any experiences where like an ex reaches out and they're super fucked up? Or I mean, have y'all ever done that?
I've definitely done a text on a holiday to an ex. Holidays definitely spring this for me. Not since dating my boyfriend, Jeffrey. I don't want to reach out to any ex ever. But when I was single and feeling like, there's no one out there for me who will ever love me. What do? I am definitely on a July 4th or on a my birthday or on a, you know, Thanksgiving have been like, well, I've had something to drink and it's a major event and I'm alone. Yeah. So who's getting a text? Mm-hmm. Maybe everybody. I've definitely done that. And then luckily, I feel like I generally don't get responses from those. So they're like, I will not engage. I know what's happening and I'm not going to engage. And I'm like, that's good. Good on you guys.
Yeah, I think like, I don't know. I mean, I just think that's like a very human thing to do. And I feel like some exes will engage and some won't, but it is like a fun roulette. Like, it's like, you know what? But like, sometimes you just got to pop off and, and today is the day that my exes get it.
Yeah, 100%. Because it's like the other option is reaching out to people that you don't know in that way, either are in your, they're in your circle and you have a crush on them, or are just strangers to you and you're sending off DMs. And I feel like, I don't know what's worse.
I don't either. I mean, there was like one month in New York where I was like, okay, I know how I'm going to catch a lot of dick. And it was just sort of like, get a little drunk and then just like mess it, like DM guys on Instagram, like, hey, what's up? And then it would be like the like response. Then I would be like, so we hanging tonight or what? And it didn't really work. But it's like, but sometimes you're like, I've literally not even, I mean, I don't know, the booze helps me have the liquid courage to do something like that. Yeah. But I'm just like, God, I just want to shoot my shot.
No. Yeah. I remember when I first downloaded Hinge, like I was completely gone. And I remember like, just like, I thought like the first like opening message, this message would work with everyone. Oh, okay, King, you win. And it did not, it would just be like in response to like a very, it was like a, in response to like a very good picture. And I was like, if someone said you won and was calling me a king, then I would be into it. But it did not do well with the gay men in New York City.
Was
what
it like,
say?
No, because it was on Hinge. I just didn't see the response. It was just like, no.
They just didn't respond.
I really want to try that now, though. Like, I'm going to be like, it sounds like a good line to me.
Yeah. I think a few guys did respond, and they were like, ooh, what's my prize? Like, wanky, you know? Which was not what I was going for. I should have seen that coming a mile away. But, you know, I thought that would really, I remember landing on that line, and this is not too long ago that this happened. I'm ashamed to admit. And so, yeah, no, it did not work. And I do not suggest saying, okay, King, you win as an opening message.
Well, is it cool if I read one more?
Yes, it's so cool.
Also, because I would like to have a response to this one. So someone messaged me and just said, do you like Angry Orchard hard cider? But this was to hit on me, but like obviously he said, do you like a basic ass like hard cider drink? So I just responded and said, okay. And he said no. And that was the entire interaction. But I was like,
no.
Wait, Drew, go back. You said what?
So he said, do you like Angry Orchard hard cider?
Mm. On what platform?
This is Grindr.
On Grindr.
Okay. This is an opening message on Grindr?
An opening message. And I will say, in my profile right now, I mean, I obviously we can't, but mine says like, cheers. And then in the bio, it's like, let's go for a drink or something, right? So, I mean, like, responding to that. No, I just don't want to be asked on a date to drink Angry Orchard hard ciders. Like, that seems to me like everybody has lost hope and given up. And that's why I responded to him and I said, are you okay? And he said no. I just didn't. And I just, like, didn't respond after that because, I mean, you know how Grindr goes, obviously. We're left at hotel by ourselves. But
yes, thank you.
Yeah, but now worth going back and being, like, providing the care that he needs. just not worth it. That's not your job.
Yeah.
No. Well, and I just think like, and I also, I'm like, what does that date look like? Like we just like slam hard ciders and try to remember fun. Like just like, that was like the darkest pandemic message I think I received.
My darkest pandemic Grindr message has been, this is my, I don't know why I never brought this up on here, Jenny, but.
You're doing it now. You're bringing it up now.
It was at the beginning of June when there was just a lot of commotion happening. I mean, all over the world, but like in Manhattan, there was a lot of commotion. There was helicopters, like everything. And so I got a Grindr message one night from this much older man. He said, do you hear the helicopters outside? I would give anything to be eating your ass right now. And I was just like,
how does he get from A to B?
What's the tie? Yeah.
How does that match up?
Not at all.
It almost sounded like poetry to me. Like it almost seemed like in poem form, like the helicopters outside are rustling. What I would give to be eating your
to rustle inside your bosom or something. Yeah.
God. Rustle inside your asshole.
Exactly. Wait, let me find this.
Yeah, exact. You gotta find it. Oh my God. So you didn't say come over?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay.
No.
Do you think maybe he was considering getting one of those helicopter Ubers? An Uber helicopter to come to you?
You're thinking way too highly of the men on Grindr.
he doesn't have shoes. Like, he's not.
Yeah. Wait, oh my God, I'm going to find this. I will send it to you later. It's so good.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah, I really am like, I want to be invited to a date to drink wine. Or to drink champagne, even. That sounds delightful and wonderful. Also, I have been watching a lot of Emily in Paris, as we all know. Yeah. I love it, and I would love to be cast on it.
Wow.
Put me on Emily in Paris. Okay. I would love to play a dumb American on Emily in Paris, please. But yeah, I don't think I would not be intrigued by a hard cider invitation.
No, I mean, and it just like... Yeah. No, I wasn't. But I mean, I think there's going to be like a lovely helicopter date for all of us with champagne in the future. I think it really, that does, like, I feel like what we're kind of manifesting.
And we're back to manifesting. It's something that literally Andrew just learned about a few episodes ago.
Wow. Weird. Yeah. You're on the journey.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love it. Okay, we're all manifesting a helicopter and champagne this week. It's been a delight and a dream come true to have you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, y'all.
Oh my God, of course. How do our listeners follow you?
Oh, yes. So I'm at Real Drew Lausch on Instagram, at Drew Lausch on Twitter and TikTok, and Facebook is dead. So,
wow.
I'm kidding, I'm not. I mean, you literally, anybody can add me on Facebook. Why not listen? Yeah.
I will never look. If I'm added on Facebook, I will never see it.
Yes. Sorry.
You're the first person, the first guest to, you know, drop their TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you have good TikToks out there?
Honestly, no, but like, I feel like it's... So I'm just like trying to get into it. Like, I just feel like I was so against it for so long, but it's weirdly fun and it's now kind of my favorite. So I'm just kind of putting, I'm also manifesting my TikTok presence.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be the rest of my year. Yeah.
You are the future. Teens aren't the future. You're the future, Drew.
Exactly.
So thank you so much to everyone who's been listening. This was another episode of Receipts.